and Godwin and Evans get hurt. So they had them the majority of that game, and then they were without them for a while, and they haven't played a game without them yet, like you just said. It's okay to say that's a massive benefit for the Falcons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whereas it might be more dramatic, it might be more impactful if you were playing those guys in Week 18 for the division and home, whatever it was. I prefer to, whatever week it is, I prefer to play those guys without Godwin and Evans.
Yeah,
now, and that's what you have on Sunday, so that's great.
In theory, it could go the other way, too, is that you don't know what they're going to look like without those guys,
sure.
And so you could catch you by surprise. Maybe if in Week 2 you had seen a couple of weeks of them without Evans and Godwin, you could game plan slightly differently. I think this is probably the best aspect of it, because I don't think they know how it's going to look or how it's necessarily going to work. There's no way around it. It's a huge, forget the injuries, forget all that. It's obviously a huge game in the division, because you've already beaten them once. This is their return, right? Mm-hmm. At home for them. You already got them here. At home for them. Chance to pull even in what would be eventual tiebreaker scenarios, and then you play out other tiebreakers. If you sweep the home and home, I mean, it's a massive advantage.
Yeah, you're 4-0 in the division. You have two wins over the other best team in the division. You're 5-3 at that point as well. Feels pretty good. Like
3-0 on the road, undefeated with 92-9 watch parties, potentially.
Also true. All those things are true. And we'll tell you all you need to know about the 92-9 The Game watch party throughout the day today. If you're looking for a place to watch the game on Sunday afternoon, 92-9 The Game Bud Light and myself will be at Hammerhead Seafood and Sports Grill in Suwannee. Starting at 1 o'clock, we got Falcons tickets to give away. We got an autographed Kyle Pitts helmet, Bud Light specials. Must be 21+. Please drink responsibly. Here's the Falcons injury situation. Significantly better than the Bucs. Bijan didn't practice yesterday, but that was rest. Justin Simmons was limited at practice yesterday with a hamstring. Should be fine. Troy Anderson was limited, but he was back at practice yesterday and Wednesday. So seems like he's trending towards playing, which would be huge. Obviously, he hasn't played since he had that massive game against New Orleans all those weeks ago, pick six and all that. Matthew Bergeron also at practice. So the guys that have been out, and you lost Bergeron last week, and it was a neck injury, and you never know the longevity of that and how long he's going to be out for. Sounds like he's going to be back on Sunday, too. So you have the advantage as far as health goes.
You even got Ryan Neuzel back, and I know he was kind of a question mark, too. And he was the backup center, and that'll help as well.
All that seems positive. Now you just got to go out there and do it on Sunday against Tampa. We'll get back into what?
Can I just ask you, like, is it as simple, and it's the NFL, it's never this simple. Is it as simple as, like, don't be flat like you were against Seattle and you win this game? Like,
No, just because I think Tampa is good.
Okay.
Like, I think they're pretty good. I mean, you saw it, and again, with Godwin and Evans, but you saw it when you played them a couple weeks ago. But it would help go a long way.
Well, but, I mean, like,
go a long way. If they show up flat like that, they're going to get blown off.
I don't know how you lose this game. Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you lose this game if you've got the energy that you had against Carolina, Tampa previously, New Orleans, like in that run beforehand. Like, you got killed by Evans. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Godwin's gone. I don't know how they beat you if you're not flat. And that's the charge, by the way, for Raheem Morris is.
Yeah.
Don't look that way.
You can't have back-to-back performances like that just from, like, a attention to detail, preparedness, whatever, like ready to go at kickoff standpoint.
Also, we talked about the fans against Seattle. If you look flat and lose this game, the fans the rest of the season at home are just going to be – I mean, it's the realest – that's how it is.
It is, but, like – and I know Joe – I think Joe – it almost hurt Joe to say what he said yesterday when
man
he was
of
on
the
with
people,
us.
Joe Patrick.
Well, just man of the not blaming anything that's off the football field, realist Joe Patrick. The stadium didn't have a good atmosphere on Sunday. All right,
players got to battle through that.
I don't care.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you play them in an empty stadium. You have to bring the energy. Like it's one of 17, man. Like, you have an opportunity to play 17 games. You don't get to be flat because the fans didn't cheer loud. Like, I don't know. Like, we're giving these guys too many outs if that's what we're talking about.